Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts family court judge who issued the controversial ruling ordering a schizophrenic woman, referred to in the ruling by the name Mary Moe, to have an abortion and then be sterilized, is now defending her judicial ruling. Judge Christina Harms is taking the unusual step of speaking out about the ruling, which was reversed by an appeals court. And Judge Harms joins us on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems to me that the appeals court cited two main issues with your ruling. The first was the woman's religious views. She described herself as very Catholic and opposed to abortion, but her parents were the ones seeking consent for the procedure because she apparently had been pregnant three times before, and the parents have custody of one of her children.
She'd been pregnant two times before.
Mm-hmm. How do you balance something like that as a judge when you're trying to make a decision about someone who has mental health issues, but says what her views might be, and then her family's request?
You do that with great difficulty. You do that with as much deliberation as you can. I considered such factors as the fact that she had had a previous abortion, the fact that I didn't see any evidence of very Catholic behaviors, things like, for example, going to church, wearing a cross. I didn't think that having premarital sex or sex with multiple partners were very Catholic behaviors. So I tried to look at the evidence from as many places as I could get it to evaluate whether her statement, I am, quote, very Catholic, really should be taken at face value or should have a more thoughtful analysis. The health and safety of the person was ultimately the single greatest factor for me. These cases are never crystal clear. They involve balancing multiple factors. They're difficult. They're unpopular.
Now, well, one of the things that the appeals court took issue with was your order that the woman be sterilized after the abortion procedure. Why order that as well?
Well, because it certainly was, frankly, the most difficult part of an overall difficult decision. After a great deal of thought, the issue of sterilization seemed to me to be too closely connected to my substituted judgment that an abortion was appropriate for Mary Moe. I struggled for quite some time with whether it would be intellectually dishonest for me to just push the sterilization dilemma aside. But at the age of 31, Mary Moe being delusional and suffering from schizophrenia and presenting to me when I interviewed her as confused, unaware of her circumstances, already been pregnant now a third time, I didn't find anything to suggest that she would stop her practice of unprotected sexual activity, and I believed that these particular circumstances compelled me to address the question of whether Mary Moe's substituted judgment would be to continue serial, unplanned pregnancies and therefore serial abortions.
Now, obviously that was a thing that many people felt was a draconian measure to take on the part of a judge.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be balanced against the draconian possibility of serial future abortions.
Now, another issue here was that you were in talks with Boston University about a law school job prior to this controversy.
Yes.
But then the university eliminated you from consideration after the public criticism of this ruling. Now, the university says to the Boston Globe that your ruling gave it pause. And the controversy did give it pause. But there were several factors that led hiring officials to conclude that you might not be a good fit for the job. I know you're concerned about that, but isn't it the university's or any employer, really, isn't it their prerogative to do something like that, to change their mind after a controversy or something?
Here's my position. Hmm. This action by BU Law School is exactly the wrong message to teach to budding law students about judicial independence. BU says quite plainly that it was the public reaction to my decision that made them revoke the job offer or the job or however they want to phrase it. So does that mean that a judge should consider what the public reaction will be before she hands down a decision? Should I have said to myself, well, if I do what I think is right here, I could lose my job at BU. So I better not do that and do what I think they would want me to do or would give me high approval ratings with the public. Mm-hmm. Being a judge is not like being on American Idol. And that's an important, important message.
All right. Former Massachusetts Family Court Judge Christina Harms, who retired from the bench last month after 23 years. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we have to go. Thanks for being with us this morning.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.